Hi guys, it's been a minute. Glad to have you on today's episode of Cheap Talk Podcast. You know the saying that goes, out of mind is out of sight. Is that the reality between me and you, or is it a cheap talk? I've missed you all, and I know that you've been expecting to hear from me all this while. Don't worry, I'm here now, and don't forget that we are warming up for season 2. I'm expecting your questions, your suggestions, your topics, and anything you want us to discuss on season 2 as we prepare. So don't forget, I want to say thank you also for listening so far, the shares, the downloads, and reviews. Keep them coming. I am very much appreciative of that. So we have a current situation at hand, COVID-19, post-COVID-19. The terms and conditions are upcoming. We are living now with face masks. Even though I'm trying to adjust to that, I don't know who else is finding that difficult. The hand sanitizer and social distancing, that's the new term anywhere you go. That apart, it is just a term, but something deeper has been happening with us in this COVID-19 and post-COVID-19 as we expect. And because I wanted to have a feel of what we've been through this period, I ran an online poll. I don't know if you saw it on my social media handles, on how you've been able to deal with COVID-19 problems, challenges, your post-COVID-19 realities and fears, and any advice you have that can encourage each and every one of us. So I got quite some responses. It's really a touching one for me, and I want to say that people are really going through a lot that you just can't overlook. Not everyone that puts up a smile is okay. And the best thing we can do right now is to always ask each other, how are you doing? I hope you are okay. So quickly, let's get to our responses and get it started.
My name is Rosie. Before this COVID-19, we were about to have a proposal in accordance to my project. So since we suspended it, all the things we had to do, the tasks we had to carry out. Anytime I think, I will remember that after this COVID-19, I'll still go back to school to continue from where I stopped. I get so pissed off. So that's number one. Then number two, in my finance, because it has really made me, I'm so dry, you know. In fact, it has been a bad thing for me because I hate when I don't have money in my hands, you know, to do what I want to do. I hate depending on anybody to do it for me, even my parents. So sometimes after school, or maybe I'd always go to my auntie's school down there. After that, one thing or another must or might happen after going to see her. And sometimes I do go there to teach, then receive my pay, maybe sometimes daily, sometimes monthly. But since then, I've not really gotten money the way I should. Even the one I had to save, I've really eaten it up. So that's affected even in my fitness. I'm a kind of person, I love moving around, you know. But since then, I've been indoors, eating, sleeping, being, watching movie, you know. I've really added.
Rose, so this is Rose's voice message about how her education and finance and health has been facing challenges in this COVID-19. It's really a touching one, I must say. And I want to say, Rose, thank you so much for sharing your story and telling us how you've been coping with COVID-19. I can remember that period. I was in final year and we just had a strike. I felt like it was a near success syndrome. Like, is it my village people that are after me? It can really be frustrating when you have plans stated out and something from nowhere just comes and knocks you off your plan. It tends to make you lose your focus and feel weighed down. It can be very painful. Not to talk of the fact that even your finance, your source of income is taken away from you and you feel rather too independent on your parents. Not as if that they have everything to give to you at the moment. It's really a touching one, Rose. And to everyone who has been facing that kind of challenge in their education, in finances, and in their health as well. I can quickly tell you, why don't you start exercising at home? Because I also have the challenge that you can't have all the space. Some people don't have all the space at home. They don't even have the time, the space. They just can't control that factor. I've been there and I can really relate. But Rose, you can always hit me up if you want to also work on fitness goals so that you can get back to shape and not feel too fat. You understand? Post-COVID-19, we should still be slaying with our fitness. in check. That's on a lighter note, actually. But I really want to say thank you very much for sharing your story. And for everyone who's trying to deal with this kind of challenges, just know that these two shall pass. Okay, let's listen to Clement's voice mode.
How do I think COVID-19 has affected me or will affect me? Well, I think one way it has affected me is the fact that it has made me like view life with a different perspective. The fact that I can't see friends, I can't go out, all of a sudden, wow, that was a shock to me. That so something had just come and I would not be able to see my friends. They even live block away from me. So that's how it has affected me. In fact, I can't go out, can't see people, but I've been indoor for like 6 weeks, so I think I've adapted. I actually have post-COVID-19 expectations. I believe that with the realization of COVID-19, government would see things from a different perspective. I believe that individuals, organizations will learn to take some things more seriously, because it is evident that our epileptic healthcare system and inability to have data, to have proper data, is one of the reasons why we can't handle it as much as we wish we could. So I'm having expectations that things will get better and some things will be put in place to prevent things like this in the future. I think employability, people have to understand the fact that they have to bring value to the table, because lots of things will be done. Like, lots of organizations have actually realized that they could do so many things online, they could actually do without some people. So when the organization realizes that, oh, when you were at home, things were still moving forward, what does that mean? That means all through the time, we're not really adding much value to them. So I think people have to develop ways of bringing value to people, improve their capabilities and their skills.
You're absolutely right, Clement. I want to say thank you so much for that optimistic angle and straight cut angle to how we should deal with COVID-19. Yes, I want to say that people are laid off, and the best we can do to ourselves, at least for our conscience, is to be valuable and relevant. Even if you lose your job, just know that another one is coming. Just stick to it. Be at it. And on that note, I want to speak to families and loved ones of people who have lost their job. I think this is the best time for us to encourage them and not burden them with so much expenses. Of course, the expenses are staring at our faces: house rent, water bills, electricity bills, school fees, feeding, and all the rest. But if there is something we can overlook, then let's overlook it so that these people can have in mind to think and find a way to navigate through. We'll definitely make it through this. Ila is an essential worker, and she actually shared her story with us. She narrates how her academics and personal plans have been affected.
In the real sense, it didn't really affect me because I'm part of essential workers. So I get to go to work, I earn my money. But in another aspect, it kind of affected me. Why? I have some exams that I'm supposed to have written, so it has to be postponed because of COVID-19. I could not write the exams. And also, I have some plans that I need to carry out, execute with some of my friends. Because of this COVID-19, it's not something that we can do virtually. So it has affected those plans too. But I'm not really afraid, I'm not scared, because I know that this is not affecting myself alone. It's something that is general. So it affects a lot of people. So that's why I'm not scared. Then the realities of post-COVID-19 era that we need to brace up. Well, I would say part of the realities that we need to embrace is the fact that we cannot continue living large. Yeah, if you know that you've been spending like 100,000 naira per month when you are working, but when you are not working presently, you need to know that you should use your resources wisely. Cut your clothes according to your sizes. Don't continue spending large, and then you don't need to impress anybody. Everyone knows that things are not normal right now. And also, there are some people that they like asking people for help, and then when they don't get it, they feel that that person doesn't like them or the person is doing it intentionally. I think by now, we all of us need to have realized that things are not normal with everyone. So the fact that you ask somebody for money or for a particular something, the person could not give you, does not mean that the person is stingy. Aside if you do not want to face reality.
Wow, this is so much curry from Oyinlola. I really appreciate your optimism and how you were able to see that even though your academics, again, is facing a pause and your plans have actually been stopped, there is always a way we can make it through. Thank you for that advice on cutting expenses and not impressing anyone. That is the best thing anyone can do to ease ourselves now. Like, cut your expenses. Things have changed. What you don't need, what you can't afford now, nobody's there to look at you. Why don't you let it off? Like, move on with your life and work with the things you can work with. And for those of us that feel entitled, auntie and mommy, please, can you send me some money? Most times auntie and mommy, uncle and daddy might not have it. So let's also try to understand, because nobody is really enjoying this period at all. Nobody is. Post-COVID-19, we should be better. We should be stronger. We should learn to focus on the little things that matter. COVID-19 has taught us to focus on love, family, relationships, and the joys that we have around us. And these things are the real components of life. I want to say thank you very much for listening and for sharing your stories. This, I know, is encouraging someone and also encouraging me for the bravery that we have put in fighting this COVID-19 and for the hope that we have that everything will be better post-COVID-19. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for sharing your story. Let's continually keep hope alive, stay safe, and stay healthy. Before I leave, don't forget that you can send in your topics, your questions, and your suggestions via the voice message link on Cheap Talk for Season 2, because Season 2 is coming, and it's coming with a big bang. I want to have you on each and every of the episodes, discussing what you want us to discuss and talking about what you want us to talk about. So there's no need bothering of those questions. Let it out so that we can move on with it. And I'll be glad to have you on each of the episodes. I want to say, don't go too far. Keep watching this space, because Season 2 is coming up soon. Until then, keep saying it to do it right. Stay alive and stay safe.
Cheap Talk is hosted by Princess Amarachi, produced, edited, and mixed by Aiko Rizu in the Jamit Studio. Cheap Talk is an original production from Jamit Media.